Moncrief on News Talk.
Obviously, we should all brush our teeth a few times a day because you don't want them getting rotten and falling out of your head. But it seems as if dental hygiene helps fight far more than decay. It can have an effect on a range of conditions, about 50 of them, according to some research, such as dementia. Caroline Robbins is president of the Irish Dental Association. You're not, but you're vice chair of the Irish Dental Association GP Committee. Good afternoon, Caroline.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Not too bad. So explain what this connection is.
Okay, so in a nutshell, and I'll try and keep this really simple, is your mouth is full of bacteria. There are millions and millions and millions of bugs in there. Your body recognizes bacteria as foreign, and its job is to get rid. And when bacteria get in large numbers, like if we don't brush our teeth regularly or we don't go see the dentist to have our teeth cleaned, or you have gum disease, along some things along that line, your body then is trying to get rid of this bacteria. What happens? You get inflammation. Inflammation is spreads around the body, and you know we're seeing this in chronic disease or disorders throughout the body that have inflammatory reasons for them. So, yep, your mouth unfortunately is a little pit of bacteria.
Right. Okay. And that bacteria then, so it, within your mouth, you can, if you like, cultivate bacteria that could cause something, an inflammation in another part of the body, not necessarily the mouth.
Yes, not necessarily the mouth. I mean, we've long seen and would know that there is association between the bacteria in the mouth with things like heart disease. Bacteria are particularly fond of leaky heart valves or prosthetic heart valves that have been replaced. They love new joints, hips and knees that have been put in. You'll find them, they have causative effects with stroke. We see them in diabetes. And obviously, what has lately been making the headlines is that particular bacteria from the mouth is crossing the blood-brain barrier into the brain, and we're seeing an association with dementia and Alzheimer's.
Okay, well, when we say association, that's not necessarily the same, I'm assuming, as a direct cause.
No, they are, you know, that is new, and they're showing that that bacteria is showing a link because it is present. When they're doing studies, they're finding this bacteria in brain samples. So there is a potential link. Like everything, over time, you know, we're going to find, in 10 years' time, you talk to me, we're going to find that a whole lot of other things are related to bacteria from the mouth. But bacteria as a whole is recognized by the body as something foreign. Its job is to get rid. And by getting rid, what happens is it mounts an inflammatory response. This inflammation at times can cause other chronic problems. So, you know, inflammation isn't great, and we see it a lot in patients that have, you know, gum disease and are not brushing their teeth properly. You know, their gums are red, they're bleeding. This is inflammation everywhere. So it's not a very particularly healthy environment.
Yeah. So say, just to use diabetes as an example, would it be more the case, not that it might spark diabetes, but that it would exacerbate it?
Yeah, so for the diabetic patient, frequently you might have a patient come in and, you know, they haven't been in, like a lot of us, you know, it may not be a regular thing to come in and get your teeth cleaned. So they come in and you see that they have advanced gum disease and they're diabetic, and you might say to them, how are you finding controlling your blood sugars? And they'll say to me, well, actually, funny you should say that, because I'm not having a great time of it. My blood sugars go up and down, they fluctuate, and there is a relationship between gum disease and bacteria and the controlling of, of nice control of diabetes. So it's really important for people, especially diabetics, all sorts of people, to come and have their mouths clean regularly on a regular basis.
Now, apart from doing it regularly, doing it several times a day, are we not brushing our teeth correctly, do you find?
I do. So so there's a fine line. So you talk that the article that we're talking about alludes to brushing your teeth three times a day. So if we take that to one side and just address that, we would say three times a day as a separate thing is probably too many. Twice a day is more than sufficient. But when you brush your teeth, your tooth has five surfaces. So if you're only brushing with a toothbrush, you're hitting three. You're hitting the top and the two sides. You're not getting between. And bacteria is forming there. So then you're running this risk of bacteria making an inflammatory response. Look, truth be known, most of us are still brushing our teeth like when we were 12. And as we get older, every decade we get older, we need to add more in. So as we get older, we need to be brushing your teeth twice a day with fluoridated toothpaste. and picking up those little brushes that you see in the chemist, those little incidental brushes, cleaning between your teeth, flossing. And those of us that have gum disease, you know, water picks and flosses can be useful as well. But as we go, you know, as we age, our body changes, everything changes, we're more susceptible to things, things happen, our mouth is no different, and you need to change the way you clean your teeth. So if I can give one bit of advice, is every single person listening, A, find yourself a dentist that you trust or a hygienist, and go and get your teeth cleaned or looked at least once or twice a year. Most people listening have PRSI, gives you a free dental exam and a subsidized cleaning once a year. It's really, it's, you know, it couldn't be easier.
Should you use the interdental sticks and floss, or are they interchangeable?
Well, look, they're flossing. Personally, I have my younger cohort are flossing because the gaps between their teeth are less. As we get older, those gaps between the teeth, I know we joke about long in the tooth, but it is an actual thing, because as we get older, we do see generalized recession. So these gaps, potential spaces between our teeth get larger. So floss, unless you're flossing properly, going completely up one side of the tooth, the other, which most of us don't, the brush is really good at hitting all sides by just going between. So the brush is really useful. And, you know, at 1 over 30, I'm recommending you need to be starting to use brushes.
Yeah. People are texting in questions. Now, obviously, you can't be specific, but one person says they have regularly bleeding gums. They get their teeth cleaned twice a year, and they're very good at brushing. So can some people be kind of prone to that?
Yes, no, definitely some people can be prone to that. You know, there is, and then look, without getting, and this is such an old topic, but yeah, if they have regularly bleeding gums, well, there's two things they can try for a little start, if they're not already, little disclosing tablets. They're little vegetable dye tablets that you can buy in the chemist, and you crunch them up in your mouth and they stain your teeth like a purpley pink, and they show you where the plaque is, because you'd be quite surprised. I know we say we're brushing our teeth, but you'd be surprised when you actually chew on these and you go and brush your teeth. And I say, when I tell my patients to do it, I say, do just what you normally do and then go look in the mirror. And you'd be really surprised to see where plaque still is. So it's, you know, all the little nooks and crannies, the tooth is curved, it's hard to get in every spot. But if they are finding that their gums are bleeding still after brushing twice a day and going to see the dentist, then sometimes they might need to see their GP just to see if there's another reason for why they have, you know, gums that are bleeding like that.
Yeah. Is it always better to use an electric toothbrush?
An electric toothbrush is excellent. You know, it's oscillating. What do I mean by that? It's moving, and it's round and small. It's kind of the similar shape that we would use when we're cleaning your teeth, the little rubber couple brush that we use at the end. So it gets in, you know, it moves around the tooth, and it gets in, you know, gets into nooks and crannies more without you having to do so much of the legwork. But that said, it isn't the same technique as a manual toothbrush. So you can't just go, right, well, I'm using a manual, I'm going to now use an electric and use the same technique as your manual. It's not the same. So either ask your hygienist or dentist to show you how to use it, or YouTube a video and it will show you how to use it a bit well, and then you'll get the best results out of them.
Mouthwash, does it do anything?
Yes, it does. It is what I call an adjunct, so it's an extra. Mouthwash does have its place, but fluoride, when you brush your teeth, fluoride is what keeps your teeth strong. It is the ingredient in the toothpaste that helps keep everything nice and strong. If you rinse out with water or mouthwash after you brush your teeth, you've washed away all that fluoride, which is what you've washed away all the protective stuff. So I'm not saying don't use mouthwash, but I would recommend to my patients, if you want to use mouthwash, I'm suggesting you do it at lunchtime. And so so brush your teeth in the morning, mouthwash at lunchtime, and brush in the evening.
So when you're finishing brushing your teeth, you shouldn't rinse out your mouth with water.
No. So wet your toothbrush, brush your teeth, and you spit and brush and spit, brush and spit, and then at the end spit, no rinse. You want to leave a nice coat of toothpaste on your teeth, because if you rinse out with water, you rinse out with mouthwash, you've rinsed all the goodness away from the fluoride, which is designed to protect your teeth.
Oh, wow. One of our listeners wants to know, what age should you start bringing a child to the dentist?
As soon as their teeth come in. So really from about 1 year of age, which people will go, really. But, you know, as soon as their teeth comes in, it is about getting kids in early, it's about prevention, because dental disease is completely preventable, yet it is the most common chronic disease in children across the world. It is about giving parents tips and tricks about how to clean their children's teeth, but also getting that child familiar coming into the environment so they're not scared. Because, I mean, many of us out there are going to remember our first experience of going to the dentist probably wasn't an awfully happy one. It was probably with pain and, you know, it wasn't great, and we all have memories like elephants. None of us have forgotten. So we want to keep it good and positive, and we count teeth. And we make it fun, and they get stickers, and I can make a balloon out of my gloves, and it all is fun, and then they're positive. And then, God forbid, anything happened to, like, especially with young ones, if it's a trauma, you know, they're smallies, they fall over, they hit the coffee table, they knock a tooth, they come in, they know me. And so I've got much better chance of being able to do something for them.
Yeah.
And if it's their first presentation with trauma.
Getting them, yes, because a few, I'll read you one as an example. I have an awful fear of dentists. I know that sounds silly, but I never go. I've no pain and my teeth all look fine, but listening to this makes me think I should.
I would absolutely agree and say to them, please do, because that is the population at large. No pain, no problem. But unfortunately, I'm going to give you a little statistic, and I might get it wrong because it is different for the UK and Ireland, but it's pretty much the same. Over 50% of the adult population have gum disease, unbeknownst to them.
Wow.
So you really, again, going back to the fact that if you've got PRSI, you've got a free checkup, you can just go along and just ask for a checkup. You don't have to have any treatment done. If you're nervous, if you're worried, just, you know, convey that to your dentist, and then we'll work with you, and we'll just take it at the pace that you like. But it is really, really important. I can't stress enough how important it is. Single best investment you'll make in your mouth for your lifetime is getting them cleaned at least twice a year and a checkup once a year.
Caroline, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Caroline Robbins, dentist with Kiwi Dental and vice chair of the Irish Dental Association GP Committee.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.